Padapcha padatim. Ananya Bhave Nincha Dharmam Bhavite
Ananya Bhave Dharma Bhavite
Manasya Vastapya Vajasva Purusham
Manasya Vastapya Vajasva Purusham. Tameva Vasase Vritya Vatsalam. Ananya Bhave Dharma Bhavite Manasya Vastavya Vajasva Purusham Tamye Vatsase Vritya Vatsalam Mumukshuve Mritya Padhavya Paddhatim Ananya Bhave Dharma Bhavite Manasa Vastavya Vajasva Purusham Tameva Vatsase Vritya Vatsalam Mumukshuve Mritya Padhavya Paddhatim Ananya Bhave Dharma Bhavite Manasya Vastavya Vajasva Purusham.
Tam
him
eva
also
vatsa
my dear boy
asraya
take shelter
vrityavatsalam
vrityavatsalam
supreme personality of Godhead
mumukshubi
by persons desiring liberation
mrugya
to be sought
padabja
lotus feet
padatim system
Ananya Bhave
Unflinching situation
Nijadharma Bhavite
Situated in one's constitutional position
Manasi
Under the mind
Avastapya
Placing
Vajasva
Go on executing devotional service
Purusham
Supreme Person
Translation, my dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart, and without deviating for a moment, engage always in his service. Therefore, the system of Bhakti Yoga described by Queen Suniti to her son is the standard way of God realization. Everyone can continue in his constitutional occupational duties and at the same time keep the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. This is also instructed by the Lord Himself to Arjuna and Bhagavad Gita. Go on fighting, but keep me within your mind. That should be the motto of every honest person seeking perfection in Krishna consciousness. In this connection, Queen Suniti advised her son that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Vritya Vatsala, which indicates that he is very kind to his devotees. She said, "You came to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affection and tender dealings. When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee." Queen Suniti also stressed that the process of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not easy, but is sought after by great sages who are very advanced in spiritual realization. Queen Suniti also indicated by her instruction that Dhruva Maharaj was only a small child, 5 years old, and it was not possible for him to purify himself by the way of Karmakanda. But by the process of Bhakti Yoga, even a child less than 5 years old, anyone of any age can be purified. That is the special significance of Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, she advised him not to accept worship of the demigods or any other process, but simply to take the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the result would be all perfection. As soon as one places the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart, everything becomes easy and successful. Translation, my dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotees. Person seeking liberation, the cycle of birth and death, always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart without deviating for a moment. Engage always in his service. So Suniti gave the example of Brahma and Manu, who also worship the Supreme Lord, and as a result of that, they got great power. So if Dhruva wants to sit on his father's lap and to get a kingdom, then he should also worship that same Supreme Lord. How does one do that? She says worship him. But one must fix one's mind on the Supreme Lord. And one must do that with purity, ananya bhava. We know, of course, that he had a desire, so it was not ananya bhakti as such. Nevertheless, she says here that you have to worship him with purity, very, very great purity. So this is the solution to all problems. And therefore, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that whether you have all desires or no desires, one should worship the Supreme Lord. Which means that even if you have desires, it is preferable to worship Vishnu rather than devatas. On the other hand, we also see that many people don't do that, and they do worship devatas, because that is also described in scripture. So they prefer to worship devatas, and they neglect the worship of the Supreme Lord. And this, however, is a mistake. So, as I mentioned previously, if one wants success, even in karma yoga or karma kanda, one must also worship the Lord to some degree. And one will get some results. If one worships the Lord more than that, and that therefore worships devatas and others less than that, this is even better. So here she's saying, Ananya Bhava, well, you have to make Vishnu the prime object of your worship. And you'll be very, very successful. So her words actually are quite true. Because Dhruva followed her advice, which was also the advice of the stepmother, he got the mercy of Narada Muni, he got his kingdom, and he also got the mercy of the Supreme Lord and had darshan of the Lord, and then he went to the spiritual world ultimately. So his success was based upon taking this advice from his mother. So this was therefore the beginning of his bhakti. Of course, we can say that he must have had some faith, otherwise he would never have followed the advice of his mother, so that is true. Nevertheless, the first impetus for actually performing bhakti was the instructions given by his mother. So in other words, one has faith, and then one has sadhu sangha, and then one does bhajana kriya. So the sadhu sangha consisted of his mother. She is the one that said, you go and worship the Supreme Lord, and this way you'll get your desires fulfilled. So she became a guru. The introductory guru, or Parma Pradarshika guru, or the Shravana guru. She became a type of guru for Dhruva. And of course later on he got the mercy of Narada Muni. So of course that was even greater association, greater sarvasangha. And of course it was by his mercy that he was able to see the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, his mother was the first impetus for his devotional service, so that she got some status of respect because of her advice to Dhruva. So later on it's described how when Dhruva was going with the Vishnu Dutas to Dhruva Loka, then he worried about his mother, and then the Vishnu Guru showed that his mother is also going there. So she got the benefit of his devotion. He was greater in his devotion. She didn't get to see the Lord, and he did. Nevertheless, she contributed to his success. That's that she got credit for that. And the Lord rewarded her. From this we can see that any attempt at devotional service, any attempt at preaching the glories of the name, is very successful. It gives very, very good results. So from advising her son to worship Vishnu, then she ultimately also ended up in the spiritual world. So from this we see the potency of bhakti. Other processes do not operate like this. One needs greater qualification. Performance of karma and jnana and yoga require sattvic qualities. Of course, karma comes as means of rajasic. Nevertheless, one has to follow principles, and a lot of brahminical people study the Vedas and follow these rules and regulations, etc. So one has to go through a whole process in order to become qualified for karma, jnana, or yoga. But here we find that Suniti, the mother, and Dhruva started bhakti without anything. His mother, she just repeated what she had heard from others and gave that advice to him. And Dhruva was a small child. So neither were very qualified in one sense. Yet, they both got very, very wonderful results because they both went to the spiritual world. So without doing anything else except bhakti, they actually succeeded. They got the highest goal. So this illustrates the fact that bhakti is superior to other processes. Anyone can practice with lesser qualification, and the results are much greater. So we do not see Suniti carrying out great austerities or meditating or anything. Nevertheless, she got very, very great results from her devotional service. We see later that Dhruva carried out many austerities. He fasted from food and water for months on end, and then he meditated on the Supreme Lord. But we should not think that fasting and all those austerities were the cause of Vishnu appearing. Because vairagya and tapasya are not attractive to the Lord in themselves. So we should not think it was the austerity that did. But he was determined to follow the advice of Narada Muni. And he worshipped the Supreme Lord. He made a clay model and was worshipping with the flowers and fruits and the leaves of the forest. And then he meditated on the Supreme Lord and with great determination. Because of the mercy of Narada Muni, he got very great strength and determination, and he also developed great devotion. So as a result of that great devotion, the Lord appeared before him, not because of tapasya or anything else. We see that yogis or other people can do tapasya. The Lord does not appear before them. But he appeared before Dhruva because he actually was a very staunch devotee of the Lord, in spite of the fact that he also wanted the kingdom. So therefore, from this we conclude the power of bhakti. And even if there is a mixture in that bhakti, it is still powerful. So he had mixed devotional service, karma, Mr. Bhakti. Nevertheless, the Lord appeared before him. So what to speak of pure bhakti, how much more one will get. So in this way we'll see that devotional service in all forms is very, very powerful. And then we see the case of the mother didn't practice much bhakti at all. But because she gave this advice for Dhruva, then she got the result of that. And she also went to the spiritual. So devotional service in any form is very, very beneficial, whether akama or sarvakama. But of course, simply to have pure bhakti is better than having that mixture. Nevertheless, even the impure forms also have great power. And that is illustrated by this story. So both Suniti and Dhruva got the highest benefit from this devotional service. One can go, but of course the Lord will purify you, so when you go to the spiritual world you don't have material desires. But the result of that is that one does not have a strong relationship with the Lord. And maybe very shanta rasa type of relationship in which one doesn't see the Lord much. Huh? And one has a spiritual body, he lives in a nice palace in the spiritual world, and one has a lot of peace and enjoyment there. But one doesn't have a very strong relationship with the Lord. Well, if he gets association with pure devotees, of course, those who are Suddha Bhakti, that is much better. And then he gets Suddha Bhakti, then he has a very intimate relationship with the Lord. But even if he doesn't, the Lord will eventually take him to the spiritual world. But he will have a very weak relationship with the Lord because it's got that mixture of karma.
Suniti got such wonderful results because she just advised.
Yeah.
So Suniti was the first one who advised Dhruva on that.
Well, yes, she did, but hers was more or less sarcastic. He actually followed the advice of his mother, and because he followed that advice, she got the benefit. The other wife said it in a rather sarcastic mood. Her benediction was, if you worship the Lord, you take birth in my womb. So she wasn't even thinking of higher benefits, she was just thinking of herself, actually.
Grantara Sri Sri Srimad Bhavadham ki jai.
This one is Vanta Kaas ki. Yeah.